I'm Maura Bennett with your Southeast Regional Ag Report. The American Farm Bureau Federation's National Convention continues for one more day in Atlanta. Among the speakers joining the conversations was Agriculture Secretary Tom Vilsack. Vilsack told attendees that the U.S. is continuing its efforts to assure China meets its remaining commitments under Phase 1 of the trade deal between the two nations. Vilsack said U.S. ag exports to China rose significantly during Phase 1. However,
our Chinese friends were about $16 billion light over what they committed to purchase, making up that $16 billion deficit over the course of the next several years. We're going to continue to press China on the need for complete enforcement and complete implementation of this trade agreement before we begin the process of discussing the possibility of extensions.
Hundreds of participants, both live and online, have been taking part in educational workshops on leadership skills, business acumen, and getting insights into the trends and realities impacting food production in 2022. Alabama, Florida, and Georgia are among the state farm bureaus recognized this year with awards of excellence for their ongoing work on outreach, leadership, and business development, as well as coalition building. And the winner of the 2022 Farm Bureau Farm Dog of the Year Award is Fit, a border collie owned by Florida Farm Bureau members Cindy and Andrew Deke. This has been your Southeast Regional Ag Report on the Ag Information Network. I'm Maura Bennett. Thanks for listening. For more ag news, visit aginfo.net.